Good, didn't it? My name's John. I'm the Children's and Families Minister here. I hope you're having a lovely evening. I get to talk to you for a few moments tonight. A couple of weeks ago, me and my wife brought a new painting for our room, our living room. And it is beautiful. It's a picture of a seascape. There's kind of little dots, people along the sea. It's a sunny day. It's just beautiful. And it's just changed the room. It brought the room alive. And I remember bringing it home and just spending ages looking at it and just thinking, oh, that's a beautiful painting. But it's really interesting that as the weeks have gone on, that it's still very beautiful, but it's just become part of the furniture. And although it's there, you come in and you've had a busy day and you pop the TV on, it's just sort of there in the background. And the other day, I just sat down in the living room without the TV on, with a cup of tea, and just again, I looked and it was there. And I just got lost again in that beautiful painting. And this made me think, it's a little bit like Christmas, isn't it? It's kind of always there. It's almost become part of the furniture, but it is a beautiful story, and it's a powerful story. And I think we just sometimes forget it. It's just part of the furniture, but it's good to stop again and get lost again in the wonder of the message of Christmas, the power of Christmas. And I hope tonight that's what we're going to do. So we're just going to sit back with a pretend cup of tea and look again at the Christmas story and see if we can be captured again by its wonder. We've been hearing the story for our readings, and it is a remarkable story. Mary, told by an angel that she's going to have God's son. God's son, born into poverty. He's born into a world that's in turmoil. I mean, he's born into a land where there is this Roman rule, this dictatorship, this occupation. It's not a good time. He's born into a world of violence. He's born into a world of turmoil. But the good news is that God has come. God is there. I love my favorite part of the story as I was thinking again about the wonder and the mystery is that part where the shepherds are on the hillside and all of a sudden these angels turn up and they say something really amazing. They say, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. And that phrase really struck me as I was thinking again about the beauty and the wonder of the Christmas story. The angel said, it's good news of great joy for all the people. Amazing. And I started to think about good news. You don't often hear the phrase good news. It's almost a bit of an oxymoron, good news. I mean, if you turn on the BBC, you don't hear something that makes you think, wow, that's good news of great joy for all the people. Often it's serious. Often it's bad. But the Christmas story is good news. I was trying to think, what is good news? Now, the BBC does have light news or, you know, in other news. Kind of, it brings a smile to the face. And I wondered whether the Christmas story was kind of the light side of the news. And I went on the light side of the news on the BBC website. And this is this week's fresh off the press good news or light side of the news. So in other news, we have Star Wars theme service at Berlin Church, obviously. So you've got to do that, haven't you? We also have hundreds of Santas set record for the world's biggest surf lesson in Australia. Apparently there was over 300 surfing Santas on the beach. And perhaps my favourite is New Zealand. Pastafarian marriage ceremonies approved. Yes, this is the news that New Zealand has given approval to the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster to carry out marriage ceremonies in the country. Can you believe it? It goes on to say the founder of the Pastafarian Church says, "We are a bona fide church, and our people do like to get married," she says. Adding that Pastafarian wedding attire can range from pirate outfits to the traditional colander headgear. "We can wear the pirate gear, we can wear the pasta gear. We're quite flexible." And there's even a little picture of their god there. Anyway, very bizarre. Thank you, Rob. So we have the light side of the news. It might bring a smile to your face. But as I thought about it, the Christmas story is not the light side of the news. It's good news. And good news has the power to change things. Good news has the power to bring transformation, not just a fleeting smile on Christmas Day, but something that actually changes our world. We had St. Matthew's School down here the other day, and they did their Christmas service, and it was a brilliant, brilliant service. And there was a part in the service where Year 5 reenacted the story of the Christmas Day truce, that time in World War I on Christmas Day, where the soldiers, both German and British, stopped fighting. It was a really moving part of the service as the children, they sang Silent Night in German, and then they sang Silent Night in English. And then they reenacted the soldiers popping over the trenches cautiously, and then shaking hands and playing football. I thought, wow, what a powerful picture of good news. It was because they began singing Silent Night, remembering good will and peace to all men, all that Jesus came to bring to our world, that something changed in that moment. And there was peace, peace breaking out in the middle of war. I did a bit of research on this, and I found a letter by a captain, A.D. Charter. And he wrote this: "I think I have seen today one of the most extraordinary sights that anyone has ever seen. About 10 o'clock this morning, I was peeping over the parapet when I saw a German waving his arms. And presently, two of them got out of their trenches and came towards us. We were just going to fire on them when we saw they had no rifles. So one of our men went to meet them. And in about 2 minutes, the ground between the two lines of trenches was swarming with men and officers of both sides, shaking hands, wishing each other a happy Christmas." That's good news. In the midst of turmoil, in the midst of war, there's peace. In the midst of hatred, there's love. That's the Christmas story. Jesus came as God's Son in the middle of our turmoil, in the middle of pain, and brought good news. He showed us the love of God towards us. He showed us that there's peace, there's a hope and a future for each of us. Good news is powerful. One of the things that's dominated our news in the last year is the refugee crisis, and that's what we're giving to you this evening. We've seen literally thousands and millions of people affected by that civil war in Syria and the rise of ISIS, both in Syria and Iraq, affecting a wide range of people with different beliefs. It's bad news. But I follow a guy, I've been following a guy on Facebook who works in Jordan with a man called Canon Andrew White. And they're doing something quite amazing for the children of the refugees. Canon Andrew White tells this story that a very young boy, I think about 8, came to him traumatized because he lost his father to ISIS. And as Canon Andrew White was consoling the young boy, he said to the young boy, "If I could do anything for you, what would you have me do?" And this young boy said, "I want to go to school. I want to go to school." So he said, "Well, you shall." And they built a school there in Jordan for the Syrian and Iraqi refugees. And this guy, Joel, and his wife work in this school, bringing hope and peace and light, bringing good news in the midst of bad news. And this is what he writes. "We have the privilege of working with his persecuted body. Our days and nights consist of hearing people's journey of faith. They have had loved ones killed and everything they've worked for destroyed, all because of their unbreakable conviction of not bending their knees to fear. I honestly can say that I complain a lot less since I have been here. In the face of so much loss and pain, what can I complain about? Our brothers and sisters have lost everything but the ability to love. The way they have welcomed us to their homes and families is truly humbling. If you're asking yourselves what you can do to help or how can I make a difference, I say to you this: you can love. You can love fearlessly and fully. Start with those around you. Do not let yourselves be filled or swayed with fear by the media, and ask your God what he thinks about the refugees. Ask him how he sees them and go on from there." It struck me that the Christmas story, even here, has something powerful to say if we look at it like the painting. We see in the Christmas story Jesus becoming a refugee, fleeing from Herod. That struck me, and I was like, wow. If you believe like I believe that Jesus was God's son, it means that our God became a refugee. He has fully entered our human experience. We can say with confidence, Emmanuel, God is with us, because there's no experience that he hasn't grappled with. That's the power and beauty of Christmas. That's good news in the midst of bad news. Love triumphing in the midst of hate. It's what Jesus came to show us, that he's with us in the difficult times. He's with us in the good times. He's Emmanuel. I love, my favorite carol is Once in Royal David City, and this is the verse that always gets me. I don't cry often, but when I do cry, I often cry to this verse. It says, "For he is our childhood pattern. Day by day like us he grew. He was little, weak and helpless. Tears and smiles like us he knew. And he feeleth for our sadness, and he shareth in our gladness." That's good news. That's God Emmanuel. That's the message of Christmas, is that he has come. He's entered into our world. And he's here to show us his love. That he's for us, not against us. But that's not the end of the story. We have a God who's with us in our pain, but he's also here to bring us into new hope and new life. And so the carol goes on. And our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love, for that child so dear and gentle is our Lord in heaven above. And he leads his children on to the place where he has gone. So I hope this Christmas, as you sit back with a cup of tea and just remember the beauty of Christmas, you remember that it's good news of great joy for all the people. Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen.